You know, in some countries, to publicly distribute or to proclaim some of the material that I'll cover today get you prosecuted, both within the country's legal framework and also from some of the international bodies. So that should have helped get your attention. And there is a movement that I hadn't really paid as much attention to as I perhaps should have. Not that you fixate on one thing, please, don't get me wrong there. But I heard a person by the name of David Clayton speak on this topic, and whilst I don't hold to everything that David may have offered, there were some things that caught my attention, and I thought, I think they're of value and be good to share. I'll also say it's very easy to point a finger and identify problems in the world and put yourself in the superior position and think that you're okay. That's not the intent at all. But Christ did say to watch, to be alert, to pray, to be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. To be wise as a serpent, I think in part, means to understand how the serpent operates. Understand how the spirit of the world operates and how it can draw you in and deceive you. And don't you be like that spirit. Be harmless as a dove, because you are to have a different spirit. In contemporary leadership, anger is frowned upon. When I was with air services, you know, be cool. Not only that, you're expected to be inclusive, to embrace diversity, to help the business sell, those kind of values. And you sort of listen to the words and you go, well, okay, you know, this sounds like there's some merit. Yet God does get angry, and very much in respect of man's view of inclusiveness and diversity at times. Let's go to Romans 1. Romans 1. Romans 1 grabs my attention often. And, you know, Paul talks about looking at the creation to help understand things about God. And it's interesting that Job, when God was working with him, what did God do? Exactly the same thing. After the trial and he got Job's attention, he said, have a look around and think. And after that, Job said, you know, I've heard about you, but I'm starting to see you now. And Paul uses that same approach. But let's pick it up in Romans 1 and in verse 18. Verse 18. It says, for the wrath of God gets angry, is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. So there is a spirit, there is a movement that actively suppresses what is good and right and true. And Paul says, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. So even for the broader, you know, what we'd frame as Gentiles, people who don't necessarily have a background in the scriptures, there's a lot of evidence around us. It says, for the since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. And you go, this is quite remarkable. Of course, in a society that encourages to focus on Twitter and not actually look out the window and see something, and again, if you're in the cities, all you see is another brick wall, but, you know, God says, look around, take it in and think. And the evidence that is out there is of such relevance, God says, they're without excuse. You know, there's really